here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
With Mency a prisoner on the Fortune Finder, owned by those nasty crooks Kitson and Lomax, Burns and I rowed out to the ship. Burns, dressed like a frogman, went overboard to explore the keel of the boat for limpets, as he called them. Caught in the beam of the searchlight, I was forced to go aboard, and then imprisoned in the cabin with Nancy, while Kitson went ashore to find Burns. Meantime, Burns appeared at the porthole and handed me one of the limpets, a small steel canister weighing about 12 ounces. Kitson and Lomax then came to the cabin. I threw the limpet and skittled Lomax and his six-shooter, while with a yell, Burns came in and really gave Kitson the exhibition round of his life.
Very nice while it lasted, Mr. Fletcher. Oh, we can take a breather now.
Yes, that limpet of yours came in very handy. Must have given friend Lomax quite a bump.
Aye.
By the way, you better pick it up. And the gun. Lomax is trigger-happy. If he comes to, he'll blast us right out of this cabin.
Right. I say, can we open this thing?
So far, I've failed. But we'll have another try now before trouble starts.
Trouble?
But don't forget, I was in touch with Scotland Yard this morning. They may have contacted the Thames Water Police.
I wish you hadn't. If what's in those tins is worthwhile, we could maybe make something out of it.
Which interests me vastly.
And before long, we may expect the water police, the customs officers and whatnot along.
All the more reason to move quickly. Firstly, what's in this gadget, and how do we open it to find out?
I've not got the faintest.
I've seen bombs made on this principle.
My heaven! Maybe they intended to blow the ship up and collect insurance.
I don't think so, because if that's the case, why the voyages back and forth to the Mediterranean?
Just camouflage.
No fear. Too expensive. Fuel, dock dues and all that. No, they're carrying contraband in these limpets, stuck under the hull magnetically.
Oh, and we cannot open one of them.
Given time, there's very little I can't open. Aha! I've got it.
You have?
Yes. There's a thin spot in the metal. Press it, so, and it breaks like tin. Lets the air in. And, bless my soul, it separates in the middle. Look.
Hey, what's inside? Crikey. Only a glass tube.
Yes, a test tube. 3 ounces, apparently. Corked and sealed. I'll soon fix that. Phew.
Oh, Lord, what a stink.
Exactly. Burns, my boy, that stink, just 3 ounces, would fetch about £200 on Fifth Avenue, New York, Bond Street, London, or the Rue de la Paix, Paris. No, Burnsy, that little 3 ounce tube contains the most highly concentrated perfume it's possible to attain. One little drop in refined alcohol, and you'd have a bottle worth £5 or £6. As I said, this one little tube alone is worth about £200.
And there's more than 100 of tubes fixed to the keel of the ship. £20,000 under our feet.
And well underwater.
Mr. Fletcher, it's all ours, too. Oh, come on, let's go a divvy.
Definitely. But not with 100-odd 12-ounce limpets. We never get them ashore. And do remember Her Majesty's customs.
Oh, we could dodge them.
Only to a certain extent. Now, I'm not averse to a penny or two, so we've got to scheme how we can be honest and, yet get a rake off.
Anything you say. I reckon Nancy and me can get married on this. Hey, wait on. Where is Nancy?
She's in a small compartment in the after end of the ship, making the acquaintance of, anchors and chains. So as you go to get her, think deeply, my friend.
Aye, I will. I shan't be long. I'll just tell Nance.
Now, to deal with these two beauties. The water cure, I think. Ah, yes. A lovely large bottle on the table. Come and get it, fellas. Coming too, eh? What about you, Lomax?
Just give me 2 minutes to get over this and I'll...
You'll do nothing. Listen, my friends, I've taken the precaution of getting the police and probably the customs into this matter, so there's very little you can do.
You wait.
No, you wait. Perhaps you happen to know the penalty for attempted murder and kidnapping.
The girl got away, didn't she?
Yes. Not the way you thought, though. Still, she did get away, but that's not your fault. As a matter of fact, she's here, aboard the Fortune Finder, and just awaiting the police to give her evidence against you.
What else have you got on us?
Just a matter of perfume smuggling.
How do you know that?
Limpets, my boy.
Listen, Lomax. Let me handle this.
Go ahead.
Listen, you. When your police do come aboard, you can tell a yarn, can't you?
What's this?
You can say you thought the stuff was aboard, but you can't find it.
Well, I could say that, of course.
Then they'd search the ship.
And then?
Well, there's nothing aboard they could pick on. Listen, pal. 500 smackers to you now.
Now?
This minute. In that locker over there. I'll get it.
Keep your distance. I've got your gun, Lomax. Will you remind friend Kitson of that?
Open it. Help yourself.
Thank you. I will. Gentlemen, I thank you. 500 one-pound notes. My, my, my. And in consideration of the receipt of this sum, I promise to tell the police and customs that I've made a mistake, and there isn't three penneth of contraband aboard the Fortune Finder.
That's it.
Good. You can take my word on that. All right. Now I shall have to lock you boys up to make the story good, eh? I hope you don't mind.
Can we trust you?
For £500, sonny boy, I'd trust Dick Turpin. See you later. Got a job of work to do. Burns! Nancy!
Coming!
Hurry! Now listen. Nancy, take this pistol. Guard that cabin door. You, Burns, are there cork life belts aboard?
Aye, plenty.
Good. Chuck a few overboard.
What for?
This. You say there are 100 or more limpets on the quay.
Aye.
Well, you and I can't get all those ashore, but we can get 20 or 30 of them. Get below again, laddie. Attach, say, 30 to life belts, and, well, that's as many as we need.
But
Shut up and listen. We've got to make our alley good with the customs boys. They must find something. Won't £4,000 or £5,000 do you?
Oh, I get the idea.
All right, get a move on. Bring up 30, then change into shore duds quickly. Now, make it snappy. I've got to get the limpets ashore and make certain my Scotland Yard friend and the Thames Customs arrive. Quite a nice little haul, I think. Perfume for the million. Young Burns and Nancy's getting married. What happens to me? Have to watch my step. Fletcher has carried the job out with profit, I think. But I can't play any grey goose tricks this time. I wonder whether Ford and his merry men have arrived yet.
Ahoy there!
Ahoy yourself! That you, Inspector?
Yes, on the quay with two or three friends.
Excellent. Stand by to catch my painter.
Got you!
Eh? Oh, yes, yes, I see what you mean. All right, step aboard.
After you.
Right. It's only a few yards, Ben. The vessel's in midstream. Fortune finder.
You say she's a smuggler?
Perfume, in loads. But these customs gentlemen are more interested in that angle. You, I presume, are on the track of attempted murder and kidnapping.
Of course. But I gather in this case the two are closely allied.
Yes. And once aboard, I shall be able to hand over the gentlemen themselves, plus two witnesses to the shooting, and also myself. Furthermore, I shall produce real evidence of smuggling and evasion of Her Majesty's Customs.
Oh, don't be so pompous, Fletcher.
Well, sorry, but defrauding Her Majesty's Customs...
Yes, I know.
Well, here we are, gentlemen. Once aboard the lugger and all that.
Up we go.
Belay there, Burns.
Coming, Mr. Fletcher.
Right.
Inspector, meet Engineer Burns. Burns, meet these gentlemen from Customs.
Aye. Now, where are these hobos?
Down below. Follow me. In this cabin. Good girl, Nancy. Still on guard, I see.
So, you've come back, eh?
Hey, wait. Who are all these people? You double-crossing rat.
Steady. This is Inspector Ford of Scotland Yard. These other gentlemen are customs officers. Just the party I promised you. Now, Inspector, you take over, what?
There was a shooting in a cottage in Stepney. A man was wounded. I've reason to suspect you both of being implicated.
It's a lie!
The man was, until recently, your engineer. A man named Burns. Burns, you there?
Yes, Inspector.
Then he's not in hospital.
No, fortunately for you.
I told him that, just to make it more difficult, as it were.
Then you've got nothing on us.
On the contrary, I have. You fired, but your bullet only made a small flesh wound. The intent was there. You, Kitson, and Lomax, you're under arrest for attempted murder. Anything you say will be used in evidence.
Well, let's not forget the other issue, Inspector, the smuggling.
So, you've double-crossed us in that, too.
Not a bit of it. Gentlemen, in defense of these gentlemen, let me assure you there is nothing of a contraband nature aboard this vessel. I've searched and found only this.
Ah, then we've come on a wild goose chase.
Eh? Oh, a wild goose chase. This I refer to is a little tube of highly concentrated perfume essence. The only one aboard. How's that, Lomax? How's my promise?
You're doing fine. I will say that for you.
But, and when I say but, although there's only this little fellow aboard, there are many canisters of the stuff adhering to the keel of the ship, magnetically held.
What's that?
What? Why, you...
How many would you say, Burns?
Oh, I counted about 80.
Well, that's over, Burnsy. I didn't think pulling you out of the drink that night was going to prove so profitable.
I thought my last hour had come. Nancy and I are going to set up house now. But don't you want some of the profit?
No, old man. But the fact is, I'd like you, if and when you've got over all the excitement of your wedding, to do me a good turn.
Oh, of course I will.
Then out of our ill-gotten gains, send 100 to the Mission to Sailors, Stepney Branch.
Aye, I'll send it from you.
No, don't do that. Mum's the word. Shove it in an envelope, an anonymous gift idea, and put this feather in with it.
Just that?
Yes, just that. A feather.
So another adventure has drawn to a successful close. But how long can one man successfully pit his wits against the world of crime, even though he be the Grey Goose?